Hi dear friends, this is Samin and today I want to share one of my favorite experiences about DIY with you. If you remember, a few days ago I mentioned to DIY in another voice. You know, DIY is an abbreviation for do it yourself, and I said about the benefits of DIY, like for example, it will help us to become more happier, to become more connected to our nature, and it will make us to feel more confident and more accomplished. In fact, when you do something and when you see the result of your work, it will help you to become happier, and this is something that all of us look for in our life. So in my opinion, there is nothing like the amazing aroma of fresh bread. I have to confess that I'm kind of a bread addict, and my favorite kind of bread is a fluffy white loaf of homemade bread. In fact, they taste not only better than store-bought, but it's also super easy and very simple for make in your house. In fact, I've been making different breads for a long time, but this recipe that I want to share with you is the simplest and is the easiest recipe, and especially is the more delicious than the other recipe. So ingredients of this bread are as follow. Number one, egg yolk, 2 pieces. Number two, active dry yeast, 1 tablespoon. About yeast, I have to say that you have to store your yeast in the fridge, and you know, when you keep your yeast in the fridge, it will help you to keep them fresher and more alive. So milk, 1 glass. So you can instead of milk, use from water, or you can use from milk and water, 50-50. But the role of milk in this dough is that it will make your bread fluffier, and it will make your bread richer in nutrition, and it help you. Milk help you to keep your bread for a long time. So number four, flour, 2 or 3 glass. Number five, salt, 1 pinch, and number six, sugar, 3 tablespoons, and number seven, oil or butter. Oil or water, 3 tablespoons. So at the first step, you have to add sugar into your milk, and you have to heat them on your stove to become a little warmer, not very warm, not very cold, and you have to dissolve sugar in your milk. And after that, you have to add active dry yeast to this mixture, and you know, you have to take this into consideration that the temperature of this milk have to be tepid, warm, and not very cold, not very warm. And in fact, if the temperature of milk was warm, was hot, maybe your yeast die, and so you have to add your yeast and wait for 5 to 10 minutes, and after this time you have to throw this mixture into a big bowl, and then add your egg and your salt and your butter or oil to this mixture, and stir them. And another step is that adding flour. And you know, I mentioned in the ingredients to flour, and I said 2 or 3 glass of flour. And in fact, it depends on the kind of your flour. Maybe you need 2 glass, maybe you need 3 glass. And after you add the flour, you have to knead this dough. And this is my favorite step of making bread in my house. I don't know, maybe it's a little weird for you, but I really enjoy from kneading, and I think that with kneading I can maybe eliminate some of my negative thoughts. Maybe it's a little bit weird for you, but I really enjoy, man. I really become calmer with doing this work, and I highly recommend you if you want to become a little calm from the pressure of your life. You try this work. It's really interesting and it's really enjoyable, and I really enjoy from this work. So after this point, after this stage, you have to put a piece of plastic, bag plastic, freezer bag on your dough, and you have to put a piece of fiber on your dough, and then put this dough in a warm place for 1 hour to 1.5 hours. And after this time, you can pinch your dough to eliminate extra air from your dough, and then divide your dough into small and equal parts, and then shape your dough in different shape you can use, and put them into tray, and then put your tray in your oven for 45 minutes to 50 minutes in the 180 degrees Celsius. And this is all of thing that you have to do for making this bread. You can use it and you can enjoy from this kind of breads, and the taste of this bread is very good, and it's very fluffy and very soft texture. It has very soft texture, and you can really enjoy. You can use from this dough for making pizza and for making bli ashes. And another thing that I want to say that is that about sugar, you can use more sugar or less sugar. It really depends to your taste. And another thing is that there is nothing to say. Thanks a lot for listening to me. I hope you enjoy from this recipe. I really like to hear about your DIY project in your house, and if you make this bread in your house, share your picture with us. Thanks a lot again, and bye for now.